Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Mica, Executive Director for South Shore Arts, and my guest today is a good friend and fellow executive director, but out in Porter County at the Art Barn School of Art, Amy Davis Nadarakis. Amy, good morning and welcome.
Thanks for having me.
It is terrific to chat with you again on the air here, especially, you know, with a collaborative and similar organization like Art Barn to South Shore Arts. And so I got to ask you, as you head into 2025, what are you most excited about with the year ahead for the Art Barn?
You know, I think the thing that's most exciting to me is in fall of 2024, we went through, well, not fall, but like kind of the half of 2024, we went through a strategic planning process. So we have officially launched that as of January 1. So I'm really excited about the implementation of our strategic plan. You know, it's nice to have sort of a, you know, everything sort of laid out for us. And, you know, now we're in implementation mode. And it's very exciting about
I believe
what's coming
that,
forward.
We were just talking about that in our organization and the importance of having sort of those strategic priorities that align with your vision and you know, some thoughts on how you're going to execute against that. And then, you know, for the team of having that vision forward, is there any piece of that that you're most excited about?
Well, one of the first pieces that we started already is we're hiring for a fundraiser. So I've got that call for, you know, a candidates open right now. So that's sort of kind of getting that fundraising piece kind of in line so that this first year is about capacity building. So, so you know, that's one of the pieces that's really important as we sort of move forward.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that is the one thing about the arts, and that is it really is supported by and excels when we have community support and you have that kind of resource development behind you to support your classes, your exhibits, and things like that. And speaking of just that, I mean, you guys have, you know, a big season of exhibits, you know, all year, but definitely some good ones coming up. And I think you kick one off tomorrow, as a matter of fact, in the studios with the Duneland Photography Club. So can you talk a little bit about what people can expect?
Yes, we started a partnership with Duneland Photography Club a few years ago, and they're a great collective of photographers. They do great work. They're well organized and collaborative. And we're really excited to have them come in. Their exhibit's going to be called Winter Wonders, and it goes through the end of January to January 28th.
What are, you know, with the Duneland Photography Group, is it, do they primarily do landscapes? Is it really a mix of photography? What do you expect for this show?
It's a mixture, yeah. So I would say that there are a lot of the photographers who really do focus on nature, but there's also some like Norman Turner, for example, does these sort of, you know, his work is very studio based and slow motion. Like he does these pictures of or these beautiful photographs with, you know, color and light and drops of water or different sorts of liquids. So, you know, it's really a range of people, but I think that there's so many technical aspects to photography that they all sort of, you know, share their ideas and like being in a group together.
Right,
so.
Right. And I would say that one opens on Tuesday, February 4th, but you've got a reception for that as well, correct?
We do on February 15th from 2 to 4. So that's on a Saturday afternoon. So from 2 to 4, well, you can come and meet the artists. They usually have a pretty good club turnout. So if you want to meet any of the artists, that's a great opportunity to do so. And we'll have some food and some beverages and come and celebrate.
You don't have to wait for the food and beverages because it does open on Tuesday. But if you want a little of that, go on Saturday, February 15th. And I tell you what, that is, you've done that now for a couple of years. And I've always watched that one because I do think they really have a great display of photography there, without a doubt. But you have a special relationship with Opportunity Enterprises here, and you've got your exhibit coming up with the folks that you work with at Opportunity Enterprises in March, if I'm not mistaken. Can you talk a little bit about that relationship?
Yeah, so we have had our partnership with OE really started in 2020. And so getting kind of off the ground in the COVID year was really tricky. But I would say by fall, we had students coming on a regular basis. And so OE brings 10 students each week in 13-week sections, and they come to Art Barn for weekly art classes. So, you know, it's 13 weeks is a long period of time for folks to sort of, you know, get comfortable, get to know their instructor, get to know each other and work together. So they produce paintings, collages, stencil work, all kinds of different things now. And so we're really excited to be able to have them come back and celebrate their year of work with an exhibition in March.
Well, that'll be, I think, a really special exhibit, not only for, you know, the folks at Opportunity Enterprises, but their families. And quite honestly, they have a huge network within the community that supports Opportunity Enterprises. And hopefully folks that support them will come out and check out that work.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
And that kicks off in March, correct?
Yes, yes. Right. So it opens on March 4th and goes to the 27th with a reception on March 7th from 5 to 7 p.m. And that's a Friday.
So you've got these two exhibits coming. I think you mentioned a little earlier that you've also got a call out for a juried art show for our artist friends listening out there.
Yeah, we do. So the exhibition that follows the OE exhibition is our juried art exhibition, but the call for artists is open now. So that opened very late December, and the deadline is the 26th of February. So we hope that people will log on and submit their work for consideration. So we've got about $4,000 worth of awards to give out with that.
Another terrific opportunity for local artists. And so I'm sure between all of our arts organizations here, it is championing local artists that is so important to what we do. Now, I got to ask you, the one thing I always struggle with is, okay, how in the heck do I find the Art Barn and where can I see these exhibits? And so can you give people a little hint as to where in the 68 acres or whatever you're on that people can find you?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you are not familiar with us at all and want to look us up and get our address and everything, we're at artbarnschool.org. That's always a great, you know, resource for anything Art Barn. But we are located just 2 miles outside, kind of northeast of the Valparaiso city limit. We're on, 400. We are out in the country, but we're not far from town.
That's so true. And I was being a little facetious there, but it is a gorgeous setting for an art school, for exhibits like this, a true barn and property that goes with it. It is spectacular. So Amy, thank you for being with us today. Thank you all
for
listening to Eye on the Arts Radio. And if I can, before I let you go totally, listeners, I'd like to ask for your support over the next few weeks. The Northwest Indiana Forum, our region's leading economic development partner, has worked with the arts community to facilitate a regional arts and culture assessment. This assessment will be used to identify opportunities to improve the quality of life in our region by investing in arts and culture activities, organizations, and placemaking opportunities. You can help set the priorities and strategies by visiting nwiforum.org, clicking on the Ignite the Region link, and completing the Ignite survey on that page. It takes about 5 minutes to complete, but you'll help positively impact our region for generations. So thank you in advance for taking the time to participate. And thank you all again for joining us on Eye on the Arts Radio. We'll be back again next week to highlight even more arts people, places, and events celebrating the arts across our region. Amy, thanks again.
Thank you.